Spirit of Life Ministries is brought to you by Beatrice Jackson.
Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for another day that you have blessed us to see. I'm asking that you open the hearts of the hearers. Let he or she that hath an ear hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches in the name of Jesus. Let it bring edification, exhortation, and comfort. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. The Lord wants us to pick up where we left off a couple of weeks ago in regard to returning to our first love and doing our first works again. The Spirit of God is doing so much these days. He's moving. It is so exciting. It's an exciting time to me. Not only is the Lord calling us to return to our first love and repeat our first works again, He's also perfecting the things that concern us. God is seasonal. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 says, "To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." And this is what the Lord is doing. He's not only calling us to our first works, to repeat our first works and return to our first love. He is also perfecting the things that concern us, the things that we have been waiting on Him to do in us in our lives for years in some cases, or for a long time, I should say. There are things that the Lord does at certain times and seasons in our life that He doesn't do all the time. And I believe many of you that are listening can relate to this as far as what the Spirit of God is doing. Another thing that the Holy Ghost brought to my attention that the Lord is doing is He is orchestrating divine connections and alignments with people, the right people that we need in this season in order for Him to complete the work in us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's based on whosoever will. Jesus is equipping us and He's completing the work. He's adding to what's been missing or what's already placed in us. He's bringing it to completion in ways that He has not before. And in doing so, we see the perfecting that He wants to bring about in our lives found in Psalm 138, verses 7 and 8. Praise God. This is so good to me. I am just so excited. I don't know about anybody else, but I just love this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7 reads, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me." The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. "Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." Oh, praise God. In verse 7, the Holy Spirit told me that though we walk in the midst of trouble, and that trouble, He said, whether it be trouble that we have caused or trouble that others have caused us, whether it be due to sins of ignorance or sins of disobedience, if we repent. See, the key word here, the key here is repentance in this season, whereas God is going to bring about change in us in our lives. And He's going to stretch forth His hand against the wrath of our enemies, the right hand, His right hand, meaning the righteous right hand of God, doing what is right toward us, doing what is right for us in our lives. And He will perfect that which concerns us. As I said, the things we've been wanting changed for so long, he's going to perfect that. He goes on to say, thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. We are the works of God's hands. God called us. He fashioned us according to his intimate knowledge and wisdom and will concerning us. And he's going to perfect that. He's going to perfect that. We are the work of his hands. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. Praise God. Let's go to Luke, the 4th chapter, verse 18. And this is where Jesus is telling those in the synagogue what he was brought on this earth to do. Just a few things that he was brought on this earth to do. Verse 18 reads, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. My focus is on the last sentence in verse 18, where he says to set at liberty them that are bruised. Bruised meaning broken and oppressed. And this is something else that the Lord is doing in this season. He is liberating us from the past based on past limitations, past restrictions, and whatever it was we were forbidden or denied the privilege of doing or access to in the past. We are now free to do it and be who we are and do and live as the Lord would have us to live based on our true identity. Those of us where our identity has been attacked throughout our lives, God is perfecting that which concerns us. And he is liberating us in the spirit of our mind. And this is another thing. He wants us, he being the Holy Ghost, said, he wants us to see ourselves. See yourself with limitations off your mind. See it. Whatever it is, picture it until it becomes reality in your spirit, until it gets on the inside of you. He wants you to see it. That's what the Lord said. Praise God. See it. See yourself being it. See yourself doing it. See yourself free. See yourself unrestricted. See yourself liberated. See yourself flowing in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Whatever it is, see yourself operating in the spiritual gifts and the anointing again at a greater measure. Think on these things. And though the Holy Ghost says we're to see ourselves in light of what the Lord is doing, and though he's doing it by his Spirit, we need to connect God's word and prayer with whatever it is he is perfecting in us. Praise God. Let's go back to the book of the Revelation, chapter 2. Jesus said in verse 5, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Now here's another key. We have to remember where we got off track. Where did we fall short? Because, see, we used to hate the things that Jesus hates and love the things that Jesus loved. Praise God. So where have we fallen? We need to remember that and repent, have a change of mind and actions. And the strength of the Lord, the power of the Holy Ghost will empower us, praise God, and revive, rejuvenate us. And you know what that word rejuvenate means? It means to give a new energy or vigor, to revitalize, to refresh, regenerate, reawaken, rekindle, even reconstruct. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All this, if we repent and remember where we have fallen and choose to act differently, the Lord will restore us. The restoration process will begin to take place by the Holy Ghost. Because see, there was a time, if we think about where we got off track, there was a time we were ever so careful not to allow anything or anybody to come between our relationship with Jesus and we wanted to be pleasing in his sight. And we were so glad and so excited to be a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. And think about this one. There was a time we wouldn't bring our cell phone to prayer. Praise God. It was a private time. We considered it sacred. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And we wouldn't bring it to the times when we would read our word. We wanted to keep our time with the Lord pure. We wanted to stay disconnected from whatever was connected to worldliness. Also, praise God, we weren't drawn into scrolling Facebook. We weren't engrossed in social media and the internet. Hey, you know what? Look here. I'm talking about some things I had to look at that I never thought I would find myself doing. But hey, thank God for his grace, which is upon all of us, and repentance, because it requires repentance. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And we weren't engrossed in those things. Rather, we were engrossed in time with the Lord and his word. Our focus was fixed on Jesus and the things of God. That was our heart's focus. And I do realize that there is a strong spiritual pull that tries to seduce us away from the Lord. But if we repent, resist, and pull out of the social media, he will rejuvenate us and perfect that which concerns our lives. If we also repent from the times we've grieved the Holy Spirit by not yielding to his promptings and didn't do what his Spirit said, we didn't obey his voice, he will make us sensitive again. Oh, yes, he will. Thank you, Jesus. He will make us sensitive to his Holy Spirit again and his voice. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This is what the Lord is doing. This is what the Lord wants. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, there is so much to this, but I pray you get what the Spirit of God is saying, and I believe you do. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let those that hear say, Come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.
Spirit of Life Ministries was brought to you by Beatrice Jackson.